You're listening to SBS News.
It hasn't been an easy life for 14-month-old Maylie or her Gold Coast family. Maylie is Australian-born and suffers from cerebral palsy. But because she's not a citizen or a permanent resident, she has no right to government disability support services. Maylie's parents are New Zealanders and have lived here for 12 years. Maylie's mum, Julie Goebbels, says the family pays tax, the NDIS levy, and is now also paying for vital early intervention services.
It's quite hurtful. Like, we have been paying taxes and working and supporting ourselves. The system just seems a bit broken.
They're denied most support because they're on special category visas, specially introduced for migrating New Zealanders almost 20 years ago. Advocate Vicky Rose says it's not the same for Australians going the other way.
As an Australian, you can go to New Zealand. As soon as you get off the plane, you'll be classed as a permanent resident. After 2 years, you can get a benefit. After 3 years, you can get a student loan. And after 4 years, you can vote.
New Zealanders here have to wait at least 5 years to even apply for permanent residency, let alone get access to services. They have to have earned more than $53,900 a year for all 5 years and meet all the usual health and character tests. Now they're taking the issue to the Royal Commission on Disability. Emma Vuetti is president of the Pacific Islands Council of Queensland. She says many Pacific Islanders coming to Australia via New Zealand are also caught out.
The New Zealand government has tried. I am not sure whether our Australian government is wanting to come to party.
Alastair McEwen is a Royal Commissioner and former Federal Disability Commissioner.
Wherever systems are failing for people with a disability, that we ensure we make a recommendation to government to change laws. That situation is a potential circumstance we might include in our recommendations.
But it may be too late for the Goebbels family, who received more bad news on applying for permanent residency.
We've also been advised or warned that we could get rejected because Maylie has a pre-existing condition.
Without assistance for Maylie, it could leave the family with no option but to leave Australia. Amy Hall, SBS News.